Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Rich, we really didn't get a chance to talk much during halftime there, but what does Norwich have to do to shore up the middle of the field? I felt the run game stopping was good on defense. They limited the quarterback, but it was really that pass across the middle that hurt them.
I think that the Batavia receivers in the slot are much bigger and faster than the Norwich secondary. So I'm wondering if they're going to scheme and do some double teams, bring some extra help into the middle, and maybe drop the linebackers a little bit. That's what I'm guessing. I mean, I played Madden football, so that's what I would do. But, I mean, that's about the answer probably at this point of the game.
So Norwich, to start the third quarter, leads 20-19. Again, after this game is complete, we'll have about a half-hour break before BG and Sherburn Earlville will kick off here from Colgate University. A great showing for Shenango County here to have three 11-man teams play at probably the nicest facility within a 50 or 100-mile radius. It's really nice.
And we're not that far from Shenango County, about 10 miles,
yeah,
5 miles. I mean, the border's right at Earlville.
Norwich kicking off here. Deep Spencer Root kicks this one over. The intended running back here was going to bring it out, and they'll start at the 20-yard line. Spencer Root, his leg continues to be a weapon here for Norwich.
You look at the stands here, Nate, there's a lot of people here. I mean, it doesn't look that full because we're at a college stadium, but there's probably a couple hundred, 200-300 people here watching a great, great high school football game on a beautiful, beautiful night.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for much better here in terms of the weather, the crowd, the facility, and we got a great game so far. Batavia will have the ball to start the third quarter here. They are going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim. Norwich is in the purple uniforms with the white trim. Here's the snap. Batavia wants the throw. They go to the left side out into the flat and tripped up. A nice tackle here by Norwich. Shoestring tackle, I believe, there by Zach Parker, who brought down Cole Grazioplane.
It was a nice play. Just a simple out pattern by Batavia. Got a few yards, about 4 yards.
I also think that Zach Turner was in on that stop as well there for Norwich. Want to give him some credit.
Mitchell Collins looked like he was in the area as well. Mitchell Collins is a great athlete. A lot really kind of goes unnoticed. He originally was from the Sherburn School District, I believe, and moved to Norwich 2 or 3 years ago. Good, good athlete, senior here at Norwich now.
So this will be a 2nd and 6 for Batavia, and they're going to go with the QB keeper right up the middle. But again, a nice tackle here by Norwich right at the line, and that was Zach Turner who caught him by the leg. And, you know, Norwich coming out of the pile here saying that there's a little too much grabbing going on here.
Holden Ryan got into one of the linemen. He didn't like what it looked like. The lineman was hanging on to him, and Holden kind of gave him a few little extra pointers at the end, and the Batavia crowd didn't like it.
So this will be a 3rd and 2 after that run there by Bronx Buchholz. 10:45 to go in the third. Norwich leading at 20-19, opening high school football season game of the 2023 season. And here is the shotgun snap. Oh, no, Norwich jumped. A good call there by the Batavia quarterback to get him to jump off.
So that looks like what Batavia's been doing all game, and Norwich finally did the same. It looked like it was the lineman on our side of the field.
That's such a weapon, too. When you get in that short yardage situation, if your quarterback can use his voice to pick up that yard, in a sense, I mean, that's really a great tool to have, and Batavia uses it there. So 10:20 to go here in this third quarter. Norwich 20, Batavia 19, live from Colgate University. Batavia trying to run it up the middle. They do to the 35 here with Makai Fortes. And, Rich, this drive already feels much like one of their drives in the first half where we said slow, methodical, you know, get a few yards at a time.
Fortes picks up 4 yards there. Not a bad high school play, you know, typical kind of dive play right up the middle. And they're really trying to establish him. He's building up some yards. I mean, he's probably got 30, 40 yards by now.
waiting for the snap here. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. They're going to go right back to him up the middle. He's waiting for the pocket to open up here, and he does, driving forward. A nice run here by Fortes. That could have gone for a loss. Instead, he picks up about four, I would say, on the play.
Fortes isn't overly fast, but he protects the ball well. He almost runs like a fullback in a sense. He's lined up as a tailback, but he doesn't have that tailback blazing speed. And he's just getting, you know, 4-5 yards every carry here.
Third and a long one coming up here for Batavia. They trail Norwich 20-19 with just over 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight here by Rich Turnbull. Shotgun snap is low. They're going to throw over the middle. They got a man wide open. He is off to the races. Touchdown here for Batavia. Norwich was pinching in on defense, and Maggio Buchholz was wide open. He's in for six.
There was nobody around him. 20 yards. Not even 20 yards around him. All the defensive backs came up. All the linebackers came up. And he was literally at the 50-yard line by himself.
His second touchdown catch here of the evening. And it looked like Norwich was expecting the run. They were kind of stacking the box. And Batavia fooled them there and went up over the top.
He could have probably crawled into the end zone. That's how wide open he was. It was one of those plays you're playing in the backyard and there's nobody around for like 30 yards around you, and you're wondering what the heck happened.
So Batavia takes their first lead here of the evening, 25-20, over Norwich with 8:57 to go in this third quarter. Waiting for the snap. They're going to go for two here this time, Rich. Two wide receivers to the right, nobody on the left. Going to be a QB keeper. They bounce to the outside, diving forward. I don't think he got it. I think he's short. No official signal yet from the Zebra crew. Let's see.
That was a typical Tim Tebow play.
That really was. Still no signal from the officials, which to me says I think he's short. No good. He's short. Norwich holds on the two-point conversion, and so we'll take a break. Batavia scores on a 50-yard TD and then comes up short on the two-point conversion. So it's Batavia 25, Norwich 20 on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Zach Parker with another nice run back here for Norwich as we come back from the break. 8:47 to go in the third. I would say about a 30-yard run back is going to give really nice field position to Norwich here. This is the first time they've trailed, Rich. It's Batavia 25, Norwich 20. Again, 8:47 to go in the third. Live from Colgate University, big drive coming here for the Purple.
This definitely has the feel that you need to get some points on the board because Norwich hasn't scored in a while, and Batavia's just hung in there, and now they feel like they're in control for sure.
Three wide receivers split to the right for Norwich. They're in the Purple with the white trim going left to right. Steven Dowdle is sacked in the backfield, brought down by two Batavia defenders. They did not buy the fake handoff in the rollout, and a huge loss on the play for Norwich.
That's not how you wanted to start that drive. About a 7-yard loss. 6-yard loss, I can't count.
I'm seeing BG warm up on the far side across the way from us. BG with some new helmets this year. Almost look like a Michigan Wolverine, but instead of the blue and the gold, it's a blue and a white. So they just went behind the stands on the far side. I would love to see them when they come out later. That's going to be our second game, BG and Sherburn. I just bring that up because I feel like the BG helmet's been the BG helmet forever, and they're going to change that up this year, it looks like. Second and 18 for Norwich. A pass to the outside is complete, but nowhere to go. Swarming defense brings down Mitchell Collins. Third and a country mile coming up here for the Purple Tornado, unless there's a flag on the play. Yes, there is.
There's two flags now. He just threw another one. Looks like he's going to get some unsportsmanlike conduct, maybe on Batavia, maybe a little John. It was a nice hard hit by Batavia. The crowd got into it, but now they threw two flags, maybe a little extra John at the end of that play. That's my guess. He looked right at a Batavia player and threw the flag.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what we're going to get here. Officials, all five are together here for a little conference. With 7:53 to go in the third, it's Batavia 25, Norwich 20. And this would be a third and long, but we'll see what it turns out to be.
If that's on Batavia, you got to hold your composure there, because now it's going to be third and long, but that's going to be close to a Norwich first down.
I was going to say, this could be easily 15 yards.
And we have Holden Ryan in the backfield. I mean, he's going to get 2 or 3 yards every single time. Batavia is kind of losing their composure here if that's on them. That's kind of a silly play.
So we'll see what it turns out to be. With 7:53 to go here in the third, again, the official's taking a long time here to talk it over.
So, again, black in the back against Norwich.
Yep, so there's the Norwich call. Yeah. And sportsmanlike against Batavia.
It's going to be a replay of second down.
Yeah, wow, so that pretty much turns out to be a wash.
Yeah, so it's going to be offsetting penalties. And it's going to be a replay of second down, so a whole lot of nothing on that play. That's what you got to love football, right? A whole lot of nothing.
Second and 18.
Oh, but they spotted the ball differently.
Oh, second and 10. Okay.
They spotted the ball. They gave Norwich 5 yards on that. So it must be the unsportsmanlike's worth 15, right? And the other one's worth 10.
Yep.
So it's not really offsetting, I guess, in a way.
So it does help Norwich out a little bit to push this ball up to the 42-yard line as they go left to right. Dowdle's in the shotgun. Can the Purple Tornado make something out of this here?
Waiting for the white hat to get back into position. He was explaining the call to the coach.
Yeah, he wasn't.
The back judge realized he wasn't there. That's funny.
So he had to blow that play dead, and now we'll get it going again. Here's the snap. We go to Holden Ryan up the middle, breaks two tackles. He's up to the Colgate logo at midfield. Very close to a first down, probably about 2 yards short, but this is third manageable. Really kind of dodging a bullet so far for Norwich on this drive.
This feels like Holden Ryan time, right? You got to get the ball into probably your best player's hand. I mean, you don't want to overrun them and give them the ball every single time, but, man, you need 2 yards. Holden Ryan's a good one to give it to.
So Batavia 25, Norwich 20. 7:15 to go in the third quarter here on WCDL. Again, live tonight from Colgate University. We got a good one. Waiting for the snap. Here is Dowdle. Line is set. They're going to go to Holden Ryan. Hits the hole. He's got a first down. Needed two, and he picked up 3 or 4 for Norwich, and they'll move the chains.
I think we're going to get a lot of Holden Ryan on this drive. They need to get some points on the ball on the board, and he's your guy. He was your guy last year. He's got to be the guy this year. He's a senior captain. He's the man.
I was going to say, I mean, he's the senior now. He proved it last year. And in a moment like this, I think you've got to get the ball into his hands.
When it's game time, you give it to your guys.
So a first and 10 now for Norwich. They're into Batavia territory at the 45, going left to right. They throw to the far side. Pass was tipped. We got a flag on the play. Ball was incomplete.
Looks like there's a flag on the play, and looks like Stephen Dowdle is saying maybe a late hit or something. He's going over to Coach Christie saying that's on them.
Intended receiver was Colin Olds on the far side. Yeah, personal foul, roughing the passer against Batavia.
Yeah, Stephen was right. He knew it.
Boy, so that's two big calls against Batavia on this drive when Norwich was kind of in trouble or hadn't made a play, and Batavia kind of giving some room back to them.
Batavia certainly letting the Purple Tornado back into this. I mean, they're not out of it, but it felt like Batavia had all of the momentum, and now Norwich has kind of got a little nice drive going here.
Batavia leading Norwich 25-20, 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Norwich has marched it down to the Batavia 31. First and 10, Dowdle handing it off to guess who? Holden Ryan to the right side, turns on the jets to the 15 and tripped up at about the 10-yard line here, but a great run by Holden Ryan, and he was just a couple of whiskers away from pulling that into the end zone.
My bet is he's going to get it at least 3 times here if they don't get in the end zone. why would you go away from it when he's getting you all the yardage you need? Holding Ryan time for Norwich.
Clock still moving. We're down to 6:15 to go in the third. A beautiful night here at Colgate University. What an opportunity for these student-athletes to get a chance to play at a Division I facility. Stephen Dowdle is in the shotgun, goes right back to Holden Ryan, again off the right side. Kind of tripped up there at about the 10-yard line. Still did dive forward for 2 or 3 yards.
It just didn't look like it was a very fluid play from the beginning, and he couldn't get to the outside. It looked like he wanted to get to the outside. Now you might have to change it up because you're about 2nd and 8. You want to get at least 4 on this, so the last 2 downs are manageable for you.
Norwich has been running almost exclusively off that right side, Rich, as they're really using that side of the line with Zach Myers.
And it is the short side.
Yeah, on the end. Waiting for the snap here. 5.5 to go in the third. Play clock was down to 5. Dowdle flushed out of the pocket to the left side. Boy, he's in trouble. Can he get out of it? He's still looking, keeps it alive, throws it for the end zone for Hagenboo. Incomplete. Good defense there by Carter Mullen of Batavia. We got a flag on the play. I believe this one might go against Norwich after the whistle.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for Norwich on this play. All the Batavia fans were excited. Something happened in that corner, and the Stripes got it on that one.
Boy, so both sides here, Rich, kind of losing control or losing composure, as we were saying.
That's a bad, bad penalty for Norwich because it's probably going to get them 15 yards back, so now you're going to be closer to 25 yards, right?
Yeah.
25 yards, 24. I'm guessing, yeah, Batavia fans were excited, so it's definitely against Norwich.
Credit to Stephen Dowdle, the Norwich quarterback, for keeping that alive. He probably kept that in his hands for 10 to 12 seconds and found a receiver. It was a contested ball. He couldn't come down with it, but still gave him an opportunity on the play.
Oh, so now they...
Yeah, Batavia fans not happy with this.
Did they call offsetting unsportsmanlike?
Yeah, we haven't...
They did.
They did, wow.
They called an unsportsmanlike on Norwich and on Batavia.
And the Blue Devil fans are not happy about it.
Wow, that's a big call. That's a... I mean, you don't want unsportsmanlike on any team, especially when the state is promoting sportsmanship everywhere. But wow, that's a lucky play for Norwich.
Going to bring up a 3rd and 9 now with 5:16 to go in the third. Batavia leading Norwich 25-20. Want to make sure we get that right. Batavia up by 5 currently, but Norwich is on the Batavia 9. Third down. They're going to throw over the middle. They got a receiver through the hands of Colin Olds. Pass was a little bit behind him, but he couldn't bring it in.
Wow, that was a great draw up play. Looks like we're bringing the field goal unit on. Let's see if Spencer Rue can get one in. This is an interesting call, right, on the extra points. He hasn't looked overly that great because he can't elevate the ball off of the ground. The kickoffs, he's looked great because he's using a tee. But here, he hasn't been able to elevate the ball. So this is an interesting play. Let's see if he can get it. If he can get it up in the air, he'll make this. This is an easy, he easily has the distance. He just has to get the ball up in the air.
5:12 to go here, third quarter. Norwich trailing by 5. They're electing for a field goal. Snap is good. Here's the kick, and it is up and through for Spencer Root. Boy, it was kind of a wobbly kick, but it finds its way through. Norwich is cut into the Batavia lead, so it's Batavia 25, Norwich 23. Just over 5 minutes to go in the third. Batavia will have the ball when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads adds that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Batavia, for the first time tonight, is going to get to return this one, and it's not going to go their way. The Norwich defense swarming down, tackling them at the 8-yard line, and Rich, explain to us what happened there.
Well, that was interesting. The receiver, the kick returner, waited right on the goal line and almost kept his feet in bounds like he was a receiver, because he really, really wanted to return one. It was a horrible decision.
Yeah, that was not good.
It was a bad decision because he only got back to the 10-yard line. He should have just let that go out of the end zone. Batavia's had great momentum, great drives in the second half. It was a really poor decision. He should have let it go out and just take the touchback.
I think he was so shocked that he hasn't been able to return one all evening. He caught that one literally with his toes on the line. He should have just let it go, because now Batavia starts on their own 11 going right to left.
The new football rule, right, is if it goes into the end zone, it's an automatic touchback in high school football.
So here is a handoff to the right side out to the 15-yard line. As again, they go back to Makai Fortes. Rich, I'll be interested to see. It's almost like Batavia, and I'm going to use this word, lulls Norwich to sleep a little bit, and then hits them with that pass over the middle on that last drive. Norwich has got to be aware of that.
They have definitely been establishing Fortes more. He's been getting 4 yards at a time, all the time. And now, you're right, they just get that big, huge play in the middle that and just catches the Norwich secondary asleep.
Second and 6 here for Batavia. Ball's on the 15 again. They try to run one up the middle, about a 1 yard gain again for Fortes.
I'm really surprised that the Norwich secondary is playing up as much as they are. I don't know why they don't move back, and the linebackers in the line are doing such a good job that it's almost like you can afford to move those guys back a little bit.
Third and 3 here for Batavia. 4 minutes to go in the third. Batavia going right to left. They're on their own 17. This is a big third down here, Rich. If Norwich can stop them here and maybe force a punt, they could be back in business.
I don't think we've seen Batavia punt yet today, have we?
No. Going to throw, and they go over the middle. Oh, we got a pass interference here on Norwich. Unfortunate there as Mitchell Collins got tied up there with Carter Mullen. And again, Batavia was looking for that pass over the middle, but kind of got tangled up there.
That was an easy call. He hit him about 2 or 3 yards too early. He was just trying to get around to kind of swat the ball away, and he made contact with the receiver. I mean, that's an easy, easy call. Nothing to hang your head about. I mean, the last couple of times, those would have been touchdowns.
Yeah, tough break there, because you did have them in a tough third down spot, kind of pinned deep in their end zone area, but Batavia escapes there, and we'll get the first down here. Batavia 25, Norwich 23. Well, there's the pass interference call, so they're going to march this one off. My guess here, Rich, we're already at about 10 after 7 here, that BG and Sherburne Irville will not be starting at 8 o'clock, because this game has to end. Then we'll have about a half-hour break. I would guess at this point that Bainbridge-Guilford game, if you're waiting for that, could be starting closer to 8:30 at this point.
So you had to remind me.
I know. It's going to be a late one here tonight for our season opener. First and 10 now, and Norwich isn't fooled on a little quarterback keeper, and breaking through the line to make that tackle was Caden Downey.
That was a good play by Norwich. It looked like it was a decision by the quarterback not to give it to the running back. It was probably a smart decision, because if they did, it might have been a fumble.
I also want to say I believe that was Patrick White on the line who busted through to wrap up the quarterback. 3 minutes to go here, third quarter, second and 12. Batavia leading by 2, 25-23, live from Colgate University tonight. A doubleheader of high school football to start the season. Pass to the outside is incomplete through the hands there of Makai Fortes, who has been running the ball for the Blue Devils. Tried to go out and catch that one and dropped it.
You would typically be excited if you're Norwich. It's third and long, but these are the plays where Batavia, they've been getting them. Right, they've been getting these nice long pass plays. The secondary for Norwich really needs to bottle them up here This is game time. It's game time. Stop them.
So Batavia comes to the line, one wide receiver to the left, two to the right. As they go right to left, shotgun snap here for quarterback Bronx Buchholz. He steps back, looks over the middle. He's got his man, intercepted by Norwich. Great play to step in front of the receiver at about the 40-yard line, and picking that off was Tiernan Lindsay.
That was a big play by Tiernan. It looks like the receiver might have a pulled muscle. Nope, he's got just maybe a cramp. But Tiernan Lindsay with a big play. Oh, there's a flag in the backfield.
Oh, boy, we did see the flag. I didn't see Norwich really celebrating. So.
Yeah.
But they read that one very well. Who's this going to be on with just under 3 minutes to go in the third?
It's got to be on Norwich because no one's moving, right? The defense is still out on the field.
Yeah,
it's got to be against Norwich. And the offense for Batavia is still there. Yeah.
Yep, going against Norwich here. And so the interception is wiped off the board. And a roughing the passer call is going to give Batavia the first down. Wow, what a tough swing there for the Purple Tornado.
That is a huge momentum change because Norwich would have had the ball on about the 40-yard line. And with Holden Ryan, you're thinking you're going to get points. And you got Spencer Ruth that could kick a field goal, take the lead. Wow, that's a tough play for the Purple Tornado.
Wow, so now a first and 10, Batavia on their own 45. We got another flag and a false start this time against the Blue Devils.
Looked like it was the left guard that moved for Batavia. Going back five.
Another thing I should say, Rich, we're talking about the kickoff between BG and Sherburne. If this game stays close, this fourth quarter could really be long because, I mean, you're going to get all that stuff, the timeouts, and every play takes a long time. So
you're saying I might not be able to go back to Norwich High School to work on my classroom like I really wanted to tonight?
Yeah, we might be getting some pizza up here. We might be setting up shop for the whole night. Who knows? Handoff here on a first and 10, nowhere to go. As breaking through the line there again was Patrick White for Norwich, hauling down Fortes in the backfield.
Caden Downey looked like he made the first contact. Caden's been playing really well for the Purple Tornado tonight.
Second and 18 now for Batavia with 2.5 to go in the third. And Batavia leads Norwich 25-23. Wow.
So I just got a text message from one of my friends in Hamilton. It looks like there's an accident south of town, and we can see the smoke coming from over by the soccer field.
Yeah, look at that. Holy cow, there's a big puff of smoke.
Big puff of smoke. I guess that's a car accident of some sort. I hope everybody's all right.
They're going to throw to the outside here for Batavia on a second and 18, and they're going to pick up the first down and more, streaking down the sideline. Holden Ryan's not going to be able to catch him, and that's Cole Grazio playing in for six for Batavia. Boy, what a drive. All sorts of momentum shifts, and then Batavia cashes in. Wow, four scores in a row now, unanswered for Batavia. That is a heck of a tough situation there. Norwich had him wrapped up on the far side, had nowhere to go, and then he somehow tiptoed out of it and ran it down the sideline for about a 50-yard TD.
Tough play for Norwich on the far side of the field. Tough play. Now Batavia's really in charge of this game.
Looking for the extra point opportunity up and through. And Batavia leads now 32-23 with 1:58 to go in the third quarter. Live from Colgate University for Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Just under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, live Colgate University here and Batavia after another 50-yard touchdown run. They lead Norwich 32-23. A run back here by Braden Hagenboo is returned out to about the 35-yard line, so good starting position for Norwich. But, Rich, Norwich, they haven't scored since the first quarter on that Holden Ryan 4th-and-1 TD. They got to find a way to put some points on the board.
It's time now, right? It's time. You got 2 minutes left in the third quarter. If you don't score now, Batavia's going to have one of those long, methodical runs, and you might not get the ball back enough. It's tough.
I should say, Spencer Root did have the field goal, so I misspoke there. He did have the field goal, but they have not scored a touchdown since the first quarter, and that gets us to our 32-23 score. Hand off to Holden Ryan. Cuts it to the right side. Now to the outside. He's across the 40, 45, 50, but a flag in the backfield. And the yellow hankies have been flying now here to end this third quarter.
That's not in a good spot for Norwich. I'm guessing that, I mean, that's typically it goes against the offense where that flag is on the field.
And Holden Ryan has really had some space to move, and he's got that speed. Yeah, it's another holding call against Norwich. It's hard to say, is he getting freed up because of these holds, or could Norwich just play better fundamental football on the line and he'd still be outside?
I think you got to go with the latter, right? You can't have the penalties. You got to see where the cards land when that happens. You just got to let it go.
So a buck 40 to go here, third quarter. Batavia leading Norwich 32-23. And breaking the huddle on a 1st-and-25 here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Ball on their own 25-yard line as they go left to right. Waiting for the snap. Stephen Dowdle looking over the middle. He's got a receiver. He's going to loft one up into heavy coverage. And we got a flag on the play. Going to be pass interference here. That was into triple coverage, and somehow Norwich is going to come away with, I think, a really good opportunity here.
Batavia doesn't like that call, and I'm not being a homer. I think they tackled him in the air.
Yeah.
Looked like he went up to get it. I know that you got to complain as a coach, but I think that's a good call. I really do.
Well, that's a huge shift here for Norwich with just about 90 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And the Batavia fans are not happy about it.
Well, we are definitely getting a heavy dose of them. They're all standing up in front of us. Good thing we got glass in between us.
So we'll see where this gets marked exactly here. And it's going to bring it up to about the 45-yard line here for Norwich. Still in their own territory, but it went from 1st-and-25 to a pretty nice pickup there. That's a risky play, throwing that up into triple coverage.
And that's a really good throw. I mean, that was probably a good 40-yard throw.
And he had a chance at it. He really did.
That was a nice pass.
This makes it 1st-and-5. Dowdle is set, hands it off to Holden Ryan. He's got the first down up to about the 45-yard line here for Norwich. I think they just need, as we've talked about a couple of times, that methodical drive where they cash in.
They didn't give him the first down. He's about inches away.
Oh, my goodness. I thought he had it for sure.
I know. It looked like he had it. Oh, nope. Now they have it.
Okay.
Holy cow.
He's got it. Thought my eyes were betraying me there.
You might need glasses, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You have glasses.
So Sherburn, Earlville marching in on the far side of the field. We've seen them and BG coming in to get prepped for tonight's second game, which will be starting after about half hour after this Norwich and Batavia contest.
I'm a bit excited for the Sherburn-Bainbridge game, right, because I know the coach from Bainbridge, and I saw Sherburn play last year in Norwich. I hope it's a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're going to have a late start here tonight, but you can't ask for better weather right now. I think as the sun continues to go down, it's going to be a really nice, cool night here, Rich, and you'll probably be dressed more appropriately than me. So,
so just to give an update, there is smoke kind of drifting into the field, so I got a text from one of my friends. I guess there's an accident on Route 12B, and you can see the smoke coming across the backdrop here. I hope everybody's all right. I hope it's not somebody coming to the game, because that's the way people would come.
Yeah, it's pretty much on that edge of town as you're heading out to go back towards Earlville, so... Hope everybody's okay out there. That's a heavy plume of smoke coming from Route 12. So it's Batavia 32, Norwich 23, a 2nd-and-1. And Did they try the QB keeper here with Dowdle? Yes, they did. It was hard to see where that ball was, and he did get the first down.
That was a different formation than we've seen all night. So different play. You usually don't do the old quarterback keeper in the Norwich playbook like that.
So 50 seconds to go here, third quarter. See what Norwich can dial up, but I'm assuming they're going to want to start this fourth quarter and try to continue this drive and cash it in. Norwich, again, has not scored a touchdown since the first quarter. Their only points in the second half was a Spencer Root field goal.
Got to get some points, Norwich.
Going to hand it off to Holden Ryan. He hits the hole. He's got some space. Ball is coughed up here by Ryan as he was going down. And ball on the turf.
He got it back.
He got it back. Wow.
Norwich, the whole Norwich sideline didn't react, so you knew he got it back.
That was a close call there, as you do not see Holden Ryan give that ball up like that. Popped out, but Norwich was able to fall on it. 10 seconds left here in the third.
Holden Ryan usually doesn't get 5 yards and lose 5 yards in the same play.
No, don't see that very often. So that's going to do it for the third quarter. It'll be a 2nd and 9 coming up for Norwich when we start the fourth quarter. Batavia 32, Norwich 23, fourth quarter on its way here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Norwich with the ball here at Colgate University, trailing Batavia. Opening game of the high school football season. Batavia leads 32-23. Rich, I know there's a lot of time left, 12 minutes, a whole fourth quarter to go, but I still think this is probably the most key drive of the game for Norwich.
Yeah, Norwich has got to score, get a stop and score. That's about what they have time for, the type of drives Batavia's been having.
Steven Dowdle drops back, wants to throw over the middle. He's got Braden Hagen Bowie. Oh, I thought he hauled it in, but a good job by the Batavia defense to knock it away at the last second.
It went through the Batavia defender's hands into Braden Hagenbue's hands and then dropped. It was a good play. It's a tough play for a receiver to get that through the defensive back's hands.
Norwich has gone to the air a little bit more than I expected them. You know, with such a good ground game with Holden Ryan, I thought we would see a lot of ground and pound, but they have not been afraid to throw the ball with Steven Dowdle tonight.
Steven's got a good arm, and I'm guessing the Coach Christie saw something, you know, in the scouting report that said, hey, it's available over the middle. I mean, Norwich has been throwing it over the middle a lot, too, and they have scored on some of the passing plays.
So this will be a 3rd down and 9, and this looks like Norwich wants to take a timeout. Fresh into the fourth quarter here, Norwich trailing Batavia 32-23. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back with 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter and a key 3rd down and 9 coming up for Norwich out of this timeout. I'm Nate Lull alongside Rich Turnbull. Glad to have you here, and we will have Bainbridge Guilford and Sherburn Earlville coming up for you. A rare football doubleheader to start the season here this year on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along, and that is all courtesy of SFCU. Also, our game audio archive right there on WCDOsports.com. All right, Dowdle peers over to the sideline. Coach Christie barking out some signals. Play clock's at 15. They're set, and now we have a flag on the play. False start against Norwich. And Coach Christie looks to the sky to say, boy, oh, boy, we just can't catch a break right now. Got to execute.
The farthest receiver on our side looked like he was lining up off sides, too, or at least in the neutral zone. That's what it looked like to me, but that wasn't the call. I think, Nate, that you almost have to go for it on fourth down here, too. It's almost two-down territory if you don't get the first down. This is tough. I mean, Norwich has to score on this drive.
Third and 14. This is a tough, long stretch of field staring Norwich in the face. And they do have Holden Ryan split out to the left of Stephen Dowdle as Norwich goes right to left. So they look like they want to go to the air. A blitz here by Batavia. Dowdle flushed out of the pocket to the right. Throws, and the pass is complete. Caught at about the 48-yard line here by Tiernan Lindsay. So this is going to bring up fourth and manageable if they choose to go for it. It's about fourth and five for Norwich near midfield.
I think you got to go for it. And the offense looks like they're staying on the field. Yeah, you have to, right? I mean, this is kind of the game. I mean, there's a lot of time left, but you would have to stop Batavia really quick.
That's the thing. Batavia has shown over the last two quarters that even if they get in a pickle, they've been able to work their way out of it and put points on the board. Here for Norwich, they're kind of in a little bit of a drought, so I think you got to go for this, and they do with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Ball's on the Batavia 48. Here's the snap. Dowdle drops back, looks, throws. He's got his man. Holden Ryan gets rocked and can't hold on, and it's going the other way for Batavia. With 10:59 to go in the fourth quarter, Holden Ryan took a big hit there and couldn't haul that in. So Batavia gets the ball back on downs. It's 32-23, and Ryan is slow to get up. Batavia, a lot of celebration after that. They had to be close to maybe getting a flag on that. I thought that was a little bit too much celebration, especially when someone's down like this.
Yeah, Norwich, we got to get that ball to the first down marker, and they're about 5 yards short. He's getting up. Yeah, Holden's a really tough kid.
Yeah, he's up on his feet. I just think that probably knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. If you know anybody knows Holden Ryan, he's tough. Looked like he just might have lost the wind there a little bit.
I mean, that's one of those things. He's looking back over his shoulder to catch that ball, and he got trucked in his back, so he can't even see that coming. It's a tough situation to be in. It's kind of a lose-lose.
We had the perfect vantage point, but you told me at halftime that I couldn't scream during the play, and I wanted to go, oh, because you could see it coming. You could see it coming, but I learned my first journalism of my lesson from Nate Lowe. Don't react to the play like that, because I saw it coming, and I knew it was going to be bad.
It's one of the toughest things, I think, in broadcasting is to...
You know what's tough is because I know the kids, too, and you knew that was going to be a bad one, and I know Holden. I see him every day in school. His locker's right outside my room, and I just like, oh, my God, that was going to be a tough one.
It's tough to not react, right, when you see that play. As Batavia's going to get the ball back ahead 32-23, they try the quarterback keeper. Yeah, we got another. Oh, there's flags everywhere. There's a scrum going on here. There's a bunch of unsportsmanlike.
So this one's going to be, there's an unsportsmanlike play on our side of the field, Nate. Then there's something in the middle of the field. I've never seen every official throw their flag. Every official threw their flag. And the funny part is the one official's flag hit another official.
The officials came over while Holden Ryan was down and was talking to the Batavia bench saying, you got to get your guys out of here. We got a player down. He was telling them to get off the field. And I thought the official was quite heated about it. Obviously, I think Norwich still a little, frankly, pissed off about the hit there and probably the celebration when Holden Ryan was down. So you almost expect something like that on that play.
It's going to be a little chippy, right, when your senior captain goes down and arguably your best player. I mean, he's one of the top guys in the last couple years for Norwich at least. And, yeah, you're going to protect your guys, and you had a little extracurricular over here, and then you had some over there, and you're probably going to have some over in the stands later. This is when I'm glad I'm in the radio booth with you, and I don't have to worry about security, Nate.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, emotions run high, and it's how it goes.
I just looked at the door, Nate. We have a lock on it. We're good.
We're safe up here in radio land, so... Well, again, the officials are still at midfield talking this over. 10:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Batavia leading Norwich 32-23 here from Colgate University. Norwich jumped out to a 20-7 advantage, but Batavia has really put their stamp on this game in the second half, as, again, they lead 32-23. Our game after this will be Bainbridge-Guilford and Sherburne-Earlville. That game was set to start at 8 o'clock. I think we're looking more towards an 8:30-ish kickoff between the Bobcats and the Marauders.
This is when we need the Jeopardy theme song to be going when we make this decision. This one's going to be interesting. Let's see what he says.
So we're just being quiet here so we can hear this.
So we had unnecessary roughness on Batavia then one on Norwich, offsetting. Then we had another one on Batavia. So there's two on Batavia, one on Norwich. So it looks like Norwich is going to get 10 yards advantage, 15 yards. So that actually worked out in Norwich's behalf here.
Yeah, so this is going to back Batavia up.
So it looked like two unsportsmanlike on Batavia, one on Norwich.
One on Norwich. There was a lot to sort out there. I mean, we did.
Yeah.
We saw at least three or four flags out on the far side. So this is going to be a first and 25 here for Batavia. They're going left to right here in the fourth quarter with 10:50 to go. Batavia leading Norwich 32-23. And so two wide receivers to the left, one to the right here for the Batavia Blue Devils. A pitch to the outside. Good hard running, and they're going to pick most of it back up here, and they do. A first down and more to the 30, 25, 20. Batavia's off to the races. A touchdown here for the Blue Devils. A 70-yard run for Makai Fortes.
So Fortes has been working the ball up the middle a lot. He's not a fast runner, but he got around everybody in Norwich's secondary, and poor tackling on the left side of the field. That is probably a game-changing moment for Batavia. Now Norwich is going to have to score two touchdowns, and we haven't seen them score eight touchdowns since the first quarter. Tall order of business, right, Nate?
A tough break to the outside there. They could not bring him down. They had several opportunities, and he broke free. And Batavia now leads 38-23 over the Norwich Purple Tornado. And so they will go for the extra point here. And the kick is low and no good. Looked like he kind of stutter-stepped and couldn't get that off in time. But Batavia leads Norwich 38-23. 10:38 to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's going to be a kickoff here for Batavia after that 70-yard touchdown run for the Blue Devils. A little squib kick here. Norwich is going to try to fall on it. They touched it. Norwich does have it, though. Boy, that thing was rolling around for a hot second. But the Purple Tornado fall on it at their own 45. They're going to have excellent field position. But it's Batavia 38, Norwich 23. 10.5 minutes to go. Norwich would really have to kick it in gear here, Rich.
That was a really interesting play. It looked like it was supposed to be a squib kick, but it ended up being an onside kick, and it spun around like a top right on its end. And it looked like from up here, Batavia almost got it back. But lucky for Norwich, now you have to score. You have to score if you're Norwich, or it's probably over at that point.
Good to see Holden Ryan right back in the game. As you said, Rich, he's a tough kid right back out there for the Norwich Purple Tornado. He gets the ball to the left side. Ryan with a good stutter step and runs over a tackler into Batavia territory at about the 48-yard line.
And he gave a little extra look to the Batavia sideline and said, I'm still here.
Yeah, he is not going to go quietly, that's for sure. I don't think I know many guys that would be right back out there after taking a hit like that.
You know, Holden's not overly big, but he is tough, and he is fast, and he is a good high school football player.
I mean, he's listed at 5'10", 165, but he plays a lot bigger than that, I agree.
He certainly does.
So it's going to be a 2nd and 3 for Norwich at the middle of the field here on the Colgate C. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete. Scooped it out of the dirt, but I still think it's short of the first down. Pass complete on that far side to Zach Parker.
Yeah, it was only about a 1 yard gain on that little quick out for Norwich. So you got about 2 yards. I'm guessing it's going to be either a Stephen Dowdle draw play or probably a Holden Ryan play.
Yeah, 3rd and 1 here for Norwich. They trail 38-23 with 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Rich Turnbull. Tonight we'll bring you the rest of the action in this game. Plus, right after this, we will have Bainbridge, Guilford, and Sherburne-Earlville. Hitting the hole hard here is Holden Ryan to the 35-30. He's brought down there. A 20-yard pickup for Holden Ryan. He's just got that burst when he hits the hole.
He's fast. He's putting together a great game. He's got to be well over 100 yards. He's got, what, 2 touchdowns today? Typical Holden Ryan game. He's got a little limp going on, but he's tough. He's gonna stay in there.
Coming up on 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich driving, trying to stay alive here in this big season opener under the lights at Colgate University. So Stephen Dowdle on a 1st and 10. He's in the shotgun waiting for the snap. It's low. He picks it up. He's going to have to run out of the pocket. Lofts one up. He's got a receiver. It's complete to Colin Olds. He's in for the touchdown. A 40-yard bomb down the left side, and Olds puts it in for 6.
So Colin Olds is a big, tall receiver for Norwich. He kind of stops, jump ball situation, goes up and gets the ball. Missed tackle by Batavia. He scoots in around the pylon for a touchdown. That's what the Tornado needed. Now, this is a huge, huge extra point, right? So Spencer Root gets this extra point. It's a one-possession game. He needs this. This is huge for Norwich.
Olds had that opportunity earlier where one went off his hand. He's got to feel good getting a little redemption. Here is the extra point. Boots it up and through. So it's Batavia 38 and Norwich 30. Don't turn that dial, folks. Norwich is still alive with 8:44 to go here at Colgate University. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home. Close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Norwich kicking off here with 8:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Do they try any trickery here? No, it looks like he's going to boot it long. And this one's going to go into the end zone. So Batavia will start at the 20-yard line. With 8:44 left, Batavia's up 38-30. Rich, we got a ball game.
We have a game. So we've been talking off the air a little bit that, you know, these high school football games, they tend to get a little lopsided. We have a good game here to broadcast in our first game of the year. This has been fun. Now, Norwich definitely needs to stop. If Batavia can get this one methodical drive and take a lot of time off, it could be tough for Norwich. But they have Holden. They have other kids that can make some plays. We have a game. We have a game, Nate. What else could we ask for?
Yeah, this has been a really back-and-forth affair. Norwich up early, and then, you know, throughout the middle portion of the game, Batavia really in control. But that last drive by Norwich certainly kept the hope alive for the Purple Tornado faithful. Little pitch to the outside, and again, Fortes is able to break a couple of tackles, turned a loss into a gain of about 7 or 8 on the play.
He is slowly putting together a really good game, and he is upset. Boy, he is upset. Something happened in that scrum. They had to drag him off the pile. You know what I like about Fortes is when he's running is he he protects the ball really, really well. I'm guessing some stuff was said in there because he is upset.
Yeah, he's hot right now, and we'll see how he takes it out on the next time he's going to run the ball. So this game, certainly for two teams that don't normally play each other, Section 4 against Section 5, it's developed into a nice little rivalry game. It's been chippy.
It's gotten a very, very chippy, and Fortes is visibly upset on the sideline.
Here's the snap. They want to throw here on a 2nd and 4, and they do. They get it to the outside for Grazio playing, and again down the left side, and he's just pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. Otherwise, he was off and running.
You know, the middle of the field has been really doing a good job for Norwich tackling. You know, the front up guys, you know, the linemen, linebackers, but the outside, the secondary, they really, I'm sure Coach Christie will talk about this next week, is you have to make those tackles. The big plays have been all on the outside for Batavia.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can lock it up here, this game would have been a lot different score-wise.
Absolutely. That's a tough play.
1st and 10 now for Batavia. Ball is on their own 45-yard line. 7:49 to go in the fourth quarter, and Batavia clings to a 38-30 lead. Waiting for the snap here is the quarterback. He's done it all here tonight, Bronx Buchholz. And again, they'll hand it up the middle. And a nice run here by Zaylene Griffin. First time we've seen him carry the ball tonight.
He's a small little guy, but that was a good 10-yard, 9-yard run. He was moving quick. Looked shifty, you know, a little shifty. Sean McCoy shifty.
Yes, there. Yes. Batavia taking their time now, clock running. I think they want to try to eat up as much time as they can here on this drive. They've shown that they can move the sticks, and with a 2nd and 1, they're going to milk up a lot of this play clock and run that game clock down too.
And this is what you don't want for Norris. You want some quick, easy stops here, and it's not going the way they want.
2nd and 1, quarterback keeper. They're going to pick up the first down here with Buchholz and much more across the 40 to the 38 in Norwich territory.
It's really strange. We've been referencing it all night, but that Florida Gators documentary just came out on Netflix.
Yes.
And everybody's talking about it, good or bad. I've heard people say they love it. I've heard people say they hate it. Boy, he runs like Tim Tebow, doesn't he?
He does. I'm about halfway through. Have you watched it?
I've watched the whole thing, and it's good. If you're I feel like it's more of an Urban Meyer documentary and a Tim Tebow documentary. I wouldn't say it gives a good perception and overall view of what really happened in Florida. But if you like Urban Meyer, it's your type of documentary.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through. I've enjoyed it so far, but I definitely get that vibe. It's very focused on those two.
If everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah.
We don't have to say it if you're enough of a college football fan.
Yeah.
A run to the outside, and that's good hard-nosed running there by guess who? Mekhi Fortes. And we got a flag after the play. He's still fired up, and I think some words were said.
Yeah.
This one might go against Norwich.
Something is going on between Fortes and some of the guys that are hitting him, and something is being said every single time. Something needs to be stopped, probably.
6:16 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's funny, Bronx Buchholz here, the quarterback, he just came over to head coach Alex Veltz, and his body language to me is saying, like, coach, like, I can't, like, what do you want me to do? I can't stop what he's doing once he gets tackled, you know? So I think both sides are trying to keep their cool right now.
It's against Norwich, personal foul.
Yeah. And not what you need if you're the Purple Tornado. This is a one-possession game. You need this stop. You can't take penalties like that right now.
Yeah, that's a silly play. Whatever is happening, the extracurriculars are really hurting Norwich.
So Batavia leads 38-30. Again, our second game will be coming up in just a little bit. Bainbridge-Guilford taking on Sherburne-Earlville. That game was set to start at 8. At this point, we were talking 8:30. We might be talking a lot later than that. So this first game certainly has had times where it has dragged out a little bit.
If you look over to the right side of the field, it looks like the entire Sherburne town is here to watch the game. Maybe Earlville as well.
Yeah, certainly right down the road. They got to be excited to have a chance to play here. A cutback. Nice move by Bronx Buchholz. Still on his feet and then brought down at about the 10-yard line here for Batavia.
Gabe Blennis lost his helmet on that play. I think if you lose your helmet, you got to come off the field, or is that an old rule? He's staying in, so.
Yeah. That used to be just a couple of years ago. That was automatically one play off to the side.
Yeah.
5:50 to go, fourth quarter. A 2nd and 2 coming up for Batavia. They punch it in here. Things are going to look real good if you are a Batavia fan.
Holden Ryan did make a nice tackle on that play, but it was about 10 yards too late.
Batavia is still peering over to the sideline, just working on this clock. Play clock's down to five. They're not even set yet, and they're going to take a timeout here with 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Batavia 38, Norwich 30. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
At Community Bank, putting our customers first has been our philosophy for more than 157 years. By providing exceptional, friendly service, we help individuals, businesses, and municipalities manage their finances to make the most of their money and their life. As a full-service bank, we offer checking and savings accounts, all kinds of loans and mortgages, and helpful, smart advice. Stop into any branch or visit cbna.com. Community Bank. Bank happy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Community Bank is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Batavia 38, Norwich 30 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned after tonight's game as well. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As we do when one of our local teams plays from out of town, we will probably give all three awards to Norwich tonight. Obviously, no disrespect to Batavia, but that's usually how we do it when someone plays from out of town. Rich, are we seeing that little light rain again here coming in?
It is a light rain out there. Good eyes, Nate. You don't need glasses.
A little bit of a light rain, which we saw earlier, but certainly not really enough to affect play, at least at this point. QB keeper here for... Buchholz brought down after a gain of about one on the play.
He's a solid player, right? That Buchholz kid.
Yeah, he's been super.
He's a good player. Is he? What grade is he in, Nate? What do we got here?
Buchholz,
he's
only 11. A junior.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good future for Batavia, right? You got your signal caller back for 2 years, and he controls the game very, very well. Makes great decisions.
Yeah, he's the one that's been calm, cool, and collected here for Batavia. Rain coming down a little bit harder now, but certainly I don't think it's enough to affect things, at least at this point, with 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. A third and one, and hitting the hole here is Fortes. Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it.
And move the chains here for Batavia with 4:40 to go here in this fourth quarter, and Batavia leading 38-30. And the Blue Devils are trying to put the stamp on this thing.
They're not really overly aggressively going for that end zone, are they, Nate? You get the impression that they don't even know if they really care to score too quickly here.
Yeah, at this point, they would rather eat up some of this clock, I feel like, at this point.
And they just reset the play clock again, so it's going to go to about the four-minute mark here. We saw the white hat do the old push signal. That means to reset the play clock. I'm guessing it's going to be either Fortes or Buchholz right up the middle.
Would make sense at this point. I think they're going to stick with their bread and butter, and they do the QB keeper. He lunges across the five, and the clock's going to be under 4 minutes now, and they're just trying to eat up as much of it as they can.
Going to be down to about probably 3:30 before they get another playoff. Buchholz is even tying his shoe. He's not even rushing to get anything going here.
He ties his shoe, then comes all the way back over to talk to the coaching staff here. 15 on the play clock, but again,
they're going to call timeout.
Yeah, they're in control here. They got timeouts to burn. Why not just eat up as much of this clock? You can't afford letting Norwich have that much time to work with if they get the ball back. And so they work it all the way down to no time on the play clock. They call a timeout. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Batavia 38, Norwich 30. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Batavia 38, Norwich 30. And this will be a second and four. But again, as we just talked about before we went to the break, Batavia just trying more at this point to eat clock. And I think they will, if they score, they're going to try to do it as late as possible to try to put the icing on the cake here. So, again, live from Colgate University here tonight, as this is a doubleheader. Our next game will be BG and Sherburn Earlville. And so waiting for the snap here on a second and four with 3:20 left. They pitch to the outside to Fortes. He goes, nope, I'm taking this in, Nate. Touchdown for the Batavia Blue Devils. I think he just wanted that one and said, I'm going for the house. And that could be the stamp as Batavia now leads 44-30.
He has quietly put together a great game, Fortes has. And here comes another flag.
Another flag. This game has just gotten a little bit out of control here with the chippiness towards the end here, Rich.
We really need to put a focus on sportsmanship all throughout the state. This is another great example. All these flags have been unsportsmanlike conduct, and it's just becoming silly. It's just old and silly. Keep your mouths quiet and play the game. It's just, this is what we're talking about at the state level. We really need to put a stop to it.
Section 4, actually, Rich and I attended one of these meetings the other night. Section 4 put together four different sportsmanship nights throughout areas in Section 4. They had one at Ithaca, Chenango Forks, right, Rich? Oneonta,
yeah.
And Horseheads,
yep.
Where student-athletes, parents, coaches, anybody could come and listen to different talks from coaches and officials and Section 4 coordinator Bill Bryant to talk about sportsmanship. And a lot of it is stuff like this. You know, they just want athletes to go out and have a great experience and kind of try to leave the other stuff out of it. Easier said than done, I realize that.
I talked like the best of them out there, but this is just getting over the top. At some point, the game's out of reach. It's 14 points. Just stop. Just stop.
And I get it. There's somebody out there driving right now. Well, you know, in the heat of the moment and officials and this and that, but you know, we're trying to put a good emphasis on this stuff at the high school level. I really appreciate what Section 4 is trying to do. This will be a pass over the middle, tipped and caught for a Batavia touchdown. A Norwich defender got his mitts on it, went off his hands, but Cole Graziopane was right there to haul it in. What a grab.
What a great tip drill, right? They always talk about the tip drill. We talked about it a little bit before. That's exactly what it is, that they practice that. Well done by Batavia to get that two points on the board.
Yeah, that's going to pump this lead up here for Batavia with 3:17 to go in this fourth quarter.
Their drive's going to be a little bit sweeter. Right?
Yeah.
That three-hour drive. So you got to think by the time they get out of the locker room, it'll probably be about 9 o'clock. They'll probably get something to eat somewhere. They're looking at 1 o'clock arrival in Batavia.
Yeah, about a three-hour drive from here, so...
So they're probably feeling a little bit better being on top of the scoreboard.
Yep.
Well, Norwich will probably be home by 10.
Yeah, quick drive right down the valley here for Norwich. I did say touchdown on that. I should have said two-point
conversion.
But still, a great catch there by Graziopane there. Very nicely done, giving Batavia the 46-30 lead. You know, a night like this for Batavia, though, a lot of memories probably made on nights like this, those long bus rides. School hasn't started yet. Everybody can get home late, sleep in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you win a game like this, you're on top of the world for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Absolutely, absolutely. They got to feel good about themselves going back to Section 5 with a win, beat up on a Section 4 team.
And, again, we said coming into tonight's broadcast, Batavia has been to the state tournament 6 out of the last 10 years. This is a very established program as they kick back off to Norwich here late in the fourth quarter. And, you know, you just, again, back-to-back sectional champions in Section 5 Class B, made it last year to the state semifinals, only losing to Maine Endwell, and we know how good that ME team was a year ago.
I think you're happy. I mean, you're not happy for Norwich, right? They're losing. They're going to end up losing this game. But there's a lot to learn from this game. They hurt themselves a lot with penalties, right? You got to clean that up. You know, some clean up the backfield, right? The secondary, the tackling. I mean, they scored 30 points against a pretty good Batavia team. There are some things to take away from this game if you're Norwich.
I just got a nice Facebook message from Jamie McGregor. Sent me a YouTube video when a group of Sherburn players got to play here as sixth graders at Andy Kerr Stadium. Here's Stephen Dowdle working his way out. He's going to pass over to the far side, and it's complete. Really nice catch here for Norwich by Zach Parker right in front of the Batavia bench. Going to be just short of a first down. This was back in 2018, and he said Mitchell Collins was the quarterback on that team.
Yeah, I referenced that earlier. Mitchell Collins moved from Sherburn to Norwich.
Yeah.
And Mitchell's a great kid. I don't know why he came to Norwich, but we're lucky to have him in Norwich. He's a good kid, good athlete. I've got to know him a little bit. I worked a basketball camp that he was in this year. It was fun. I like Mitchell.
Thanks to Jamie for listening all the way down in Florida on WCDOsports.com and for reaching out and sending that message. We always appreciate hearing from listeners out there, especially when they have a cool story like that. I had to think coming in today that athletes from Norwich and Sherburn and Earlville, they got to look at this place. I mean, this has got to be the Mecca, right? So to get a chance to come up here and play, pretty cool opportunity.
I think the Norwich kids always hear the stories from Coach Christie about playing here. So I think it's cool. You know, I get to play at my coach's alma mater.
Another pass from Dowdle over the middle looking for Zach Parker, and he's corralled in but makes it all the way up the midfield. Back-to-back great catches here for Zach Parker.
You know, Zach's playing the game hard. He's made two good catches. He's got hit hard. No extracurriculars, got up and right back to the line. Good for you, Zach Parker. That's good. I like it.
Yeah, Norwich moving the ball well here late in the fourth quarter. They do trail 46-30. A pass to the outside for Mitchell Collins. That's the broadcast curse because he just dropped that one on the far side.
Yep. And I did. I went to a Norwich practice maybe 2 or 3 days ago. I just went down and checked it out. Mitchell is the backup quarterback. So if anything ever happened to Steven, we don't want that to happen. But Mitchell does play the backup quarterback position. So Mitchell's all over the field. Very important piece of the puzzle for Norwich as a receiver. And he has some quarterbacking responsibilities as well.
And again, this game, I think, you know, we call it week zero now in Section 4. This will go down as a loss for Norwich if things stay the way they are with a minute 45 to go. But it will not count against them for playoff points. So I think, you know, a good opportunity to get out and find a way to play against another team here tonight. And not, you know, it's more than a scrimmage. So I think this will pay off for them down the road. A nice catch here on the outside by Caden Downey, I believe.
No, that was Colin
Olds.
No, it's
Colin Olds, and then his helmet popped off.
Yeah, and that's always scary because he went up and he was getting tackled with his helmet off.
And he's still playing.
Fortes came up and hit him.
Boy, everybody was kind of cringing, hoping that he'd be okay
just,
there.
Just go down, please.
Coming up on a minute to go, Batavia 46, Norwich 30. And BG and Sherburn Orville are chomping on the sidelines over there, chomping at the bit to get on the field. Dowdle will throw this one away, and 59 seconds left, it's incomplete. New era coming up here for Bainbridge Guilford. The Art Regas era begins for the Bobcats, and I think there's a lot of interested BG fans and other local coaches that are here scouting tonight, ready to see what BG does. Will there be changes? Because they've had the same coaching staff in Israel Lormer for a long time until this year.
Yeah, Coach Regas has coached in many different places. Unitigo, he's coached at Unadilla Valley. He's coached in Norwich for a while. I used to have coffee with Coach Regas every single morning before he left the Norwich School District. So I'm interested to see Coach Regas tonight and see what he's got for Bainbridge.
Norwich on a 4th-and-9. Dowdle over the middle. Passes complete to Mitchell Collins at the 30 before he's wrapped up there. But Norwich going to play right till the final whistle here. They're not going without a fight.
That's a nice little play by Mitchell right there, 20-yard gain. Got to be happy for him.
I think this Norwich team obviously has a lot of great weapons, and we're going to see what they do this year. Always, you know, Class B in Section 4 is always tough, but they certainly, from a year ago, showed that they could do it. As another pass out here to Collins, he breaks free. He's at the 15 to the 10 to the 5 before he's dragged out with 30 seconds left. Another nice run and catch there by Mitchell Collins.
I don't think you have you haven't given him the broadcaster's curse. He's
had
two good plays here.
Yeah, maybe the drop was the curse, and now he's right back to normal. So
if Norwich scores here, gets the extra point, onside kick, they have two timeouts. We've seen crazier things happen. We did a game in Green one time. It got pretty crazy. They score here.
Dowdle to the left side, looking for a man in the back of the end zone. Overthrows his intended receiver there, Zach Parker. We have seen some crazy things.
That Green game was crazy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be screaming like that in the microphone, but my goodness, if they score here, right, that puts a 38. They get an onside kick. Crazier things have happened.
Well, it takes me back. We were just talking about it off the air, but Sydney had a state quarterfinal game a couple of years ago. It would have been 2018. They're down two scores to Onondaga. They score. They get the onside kick. They pull off the hook and ladder and score to tie the game, and then they end up winning the game in overtime. So,
hey, you never know.
You never know. I mean, hook and ladder was insane.
If that happens, I won't scream, I promise.
We were all screaming that night. That was absolutely wild. Dowdle over the middle. Ball is tipped on a 2nd and 9 with 19 seconds left, and it's out of the back of the end zone. This rain has continued to fall here a little bit, Rich, and not many people brought their umbrella tonight, but that might be making things a little slippery down there.
Looks like we have a Batavia guy that's hobbling off the field on one leg. That's pretty good athleticism. Looks like he's got an ankle injury probably. Yeah, he's kind of limping on it, but that was pretty impressive to go 20 yards hopping on one leg.
Yeah, 19 seconds left here, and it's a 3rd and 9 now. Norwich knocking on the door. Ball is down to the 9-yard line as Dowdle will bring the play in from the sideline.
I'm holding out hope here. You get a touchdown here. The game, you get the onside kick. It's still a game.
So here we go, a 3rd and 9. Third down. Dowdle lofts one up. He's got his receiver intercepted in the back of the end zone by Carter Mullen as he went up and won that 50-50 ball, and that will seal it here for Batavia.
It is no longer a game. This one is over. I'm guessing they're going to take a knee.
You got to give it to Norwich. That play has worked a couple of times here tonight. They tried to use the height there of Colin Olds in the back of the end zone, but Carter Mullen was able to outjump him for that ball.
I think they call this in football the victory formation. I would imagine that's what we're going to see. And we're going to have a break. Oh, no, we got to do some awards, and then we'll have a break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And then we're going to take about a 25-minute break before we'll come back with our Butler Auto pregame show for Bainbridge, Guilford, and Sherburn Earlville. Final score here is going to be Batavia 46, Norwich 30. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time here to Colgate University. I say that for now, but we're going to be back in about 25 minutes for kickoff between Bainbridge, Guilford, and Sherburn Earlville. Our final score here, 46-30. Batavia erases that early 20-7 deficit and comes back to win here tonight over Norwich. We're going to get into our three awards. And again, when we do a local team playing a team from out of the area, we like to give our three awards all to our local team. So we're going to give three Norwich awards, but that doesn't take away anything from the performance tonight of Batavia. Several great performances, including Bronx Buchholz, the quarterback, I just thought was tremendous for them. But go ahead, Rich.
I like the Fortes guy, too. I thought his second half performance was good. He got fired up, and he played. That 70-yard run was beautiful. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think he's worth mentioning. I wasn't overly impressed with him in the first half, but I thought he played a great second half.
Let's get into our three awards before we wrap it up here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I want to go with Holden Ryan here for this. Well over 100 yards tonight, two touchdowns. Really was just a strong overall performance and tough as nails. Easy to give that award to him tonight.
Holden's fun to watch. We've seen him for the last few years in Norwich. 1,000-yard rusher last year. He's well on his way again. We don't have the stats in front of us, but I'm sure well over 100 yards. Great player. He's going to be fun to watch all year for the Norwich Purple Tornado.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We're going to give that tonight to Caden Downey of Norwich. We thought he was tremendous, really stepping into that role quite nicely in the middle for Norwich.
Good athlete, good young athlete, 10th grader, great future. I know him as a baseball player because I used to be the baseball coach, but beautiful, great middle linebacking play today, made some great hits, bright, bright future. The Purple Tornado fans have got to be excited. We have another Downey coming our way.
Finally tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to go with Stephen Dowdle tonight. He threw those two touchdowns. The one to Mitchell Collins in the first quarter was a thing of beauty. Dowdle, obviously, another great game. He's going to be a key piece this year for the Purple.
The junior quarterback, great athleticism. He made some nice plays, scrambling all over the place. Exciting to watch. He's going to, you know, have a great year, I'm sure. And, you know, before the basketball season, he's more known as a basketball player. But today he played a great football game and, you know, hands, gives the ball a lot to Holden Ryan, but he passes the ball well.
That's going to wrap it up here for our first game of the night, 46-30, Batavia over Norwich. But stay tuned. We're going to spin some tunes right now. We'll be back in about 20 to 25 minutes, and we'll have Bainbridge Guilford taking on Sherburne Earlville. The rain continuing to come down a little bit here at Colgate University, so we'll see if that plays into things for this second game. The Bobcats and the Marauders coming up, so stay tuned in just a little bit. We'll be back on WCDO.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high 85. Sunday night into Monday, mostly clear, low around 60. On Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny, the high 85 to 90. Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny, and the high around 90. You're listening to the Tri-County.